Daf is Daf Kuf Nun, so we got to around eight lines down. The Gemara says Bechol Heichi, the first couple words on the line, Bechol Heichi the Tani Kolshu Les Le Shiura. Is it really true that whenever the Mishnah uses the word Kolshu, it really doesn't mean a shear? There's no real shear to this. V'Hatanan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us that Rabbi Dosa Ben Hirkanis, it's a Mishnah that's found in Maseches Chulin. Omer, he says Chamesh Rachelos Gozos. So it's talking about the Malacha Resha Geiz when it comes to the shearings, the first shearings of the season, to give it to the Kohanim. It's one of the 24 Matnos Kahuna. So it comes to the five Rachelos Gozos, so you have to have five different shearings, five different animals, sheep, Mane Umano Pras. You have to give a total of two and a half Mane, which is Mane Mano Pras, two Manos and one Pras, a half of that. Chayavos Bereshis Hageiz. So if you have that amount of two and a half total, so that ends up being a half per Rachel, so then you're chayv and reishis hageis. And come along the chachamim, omrim chamesh racheles gozos kolshun. No, any amount, you have, as long as you have five sheep in your flock, so then whatever amount of shearings you could get, that's considered reishis hageis, even if it's a kolshun, and you give it to the kohanim. V'amrinan, the Gemara comments on that Mishnah. Kama kolshin, what's the shear of a kolshin? So amr rav mana upras. So Chacham argue and say, no, it's not two and a half mana, but it's one and a half mana. So we see that there is a shear. Even though Chacham used the word kol shehen, it really means a shear. Ubilvad shehu mechumashos, as long as it's evenly divided amongst the five sheep. So clearly we see that there is a shear when the word kol shu is used. So the Gemara says, Hasam bedinhu delo lisne kol shu. Really, the Mishnah should not have used the word kol shu in the Mishnah by Reishis Hageiz. But va'aydi dekamar tanakama, since the tanakama used the shiur rabbi, a large shiur, so amar ihu, so chacham respond, and nami shiur zutra, they use a small shiur, karile kolshu. It's just relative to the large shiur of two and a half mana of the tanakama, what we're saying is really a kolshu. It doesn't really, just respect, and with respect to the first shiur, but it doesn't really mean kolshu, it really means a mana and a half. But typically, when the word kolshu is being used, so then it's not going to require any amount of shiur. So if you look at Tosus for a second, your Tosus writes, the kol heicha the tani kol shu les le shiura. There's really no shear to this. V'yafa gav de karka kol shu chayves bepeya, haynu kol shu dafka, kidamrin leo beperek yolo yachbor, haynu mishum demistaber tfei. Hachi. So there is a mission, Tosus says, there's a clear mission in Maseches Peya that says a kol shu who there is chayv in a peya. And there it's, so why don't we bring a proof from there that kol shu means dafka kol shu. There is no shear to it. So Tosu says, because that case is so obvious, you can't really bring that as a proof. Everyone knows that if I have a small amount of karka, even the tiny peya, I'm chayv to leave a tiny corner for the ani. So Rabbi Kiviger is not really sure what Tosu is trying to prove from this Gemara. He says, Lo yadati, this is the Gilin HaShas, I don't understand my kushya here. I don't understand what Tosu is really asking. Pshita, the kama pamim kol shu dafka. We know many places where the word kol shu means mamsha kol shu, means whatever amount that is. So he doesn't really know what Tosu is trying to get at here. What's better about this mission in Maseches Peya versus any other time the word kol shu is being used. But okay, so back to the Gemara now. Gemara now says, last two narrow lines of the Amud here, Pshita amar metaltele liplania, if a person says metalten are going to Ruvain, kol mane tashmishase kane libar mechati visari. So kol mane, money is the Aramaic for kalim, all kalim tashmishase, all types of kalim are going to be acquired. I'm saying all my metaltele are going to you, so you get all my kalim, my pots and my pans and my clothing. The only thing you don't get is chiti visari. Food is not called metaltele. That's not called metaltele. Metaltele, fine. That lets you say kol metaltele liplanya. This time I say kol metalte. I don't say just some metalte. I say kol, all my metalte. So then what's included here is not only all my kalim, but afilu chiti visari. Even my wheat and barley are included when I use the extra word kol. Vafilu rechaim helyona kana, even the above top of the mill. The mill had two parts. They had the rechaim helyona, the rechaim tachtona. This way they would grind against each other. So even the rechaim helyona, the top part of that mill, would be part of my sale. But the only thing excluded is levar merechaim hatachtona. The bottom part of this mill is not part of the sale, not part of the words called metaltele. And the reason for this is because Rashbam explains halfway down the wide lines that afilu rechaim helyone is included because shiragilim lit the misham kedei letakna. They oftentimes remove the top part of this mill in order to fix it, to clean it. Aval rechaim hatachtona, the lower part of this rechaim bimkoma misaknin elza. They leave it in its place and they'd fix it while it was staying in that place on the ground. So even though in theory it's movable, no one really ever moved it. So that's not included in the word kol metaltele. So then the Gemara says, two wide lines down now, kol metaltele, kol de metaltel, anything that is moved, so then afilu rechaim hatachtona kana. That implies even the bottom part, because it can be moved, even though it's not actually moved, but it can be. So these are three different terminologies used by the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, but there is a question, and this is a very, very important sugya. Ibarilu avde kimekarkari dami o kimetaltali dami. How do we categorize avadim? When I say metaltali or kol metaltali or kol dimetaltel, does that include avadim? Do we paskin avadim are like metaltalin dami, or do we assume that the kimekarkari dami? And this we've seen before together many places, but this is one of the most important sugyas here, I believe, in Balbasa daf kuf nun. So just before we go weiter and trying to prove this point, look at the bottom Tosos. Tosos asks, he points out rather, Avde kimekarkari dami o kimetaltali dami. How do we categorize it? So it says Tosos, very importantly, Le'inyan mile dirabanan mi baile. This whole shaila is only on a rabbinic level. Aval bimilsa deraisa pshita de isku shala karkaos. Paskin's Tosos. On deraisa halachas, everybody agrees, avadim are kimekarkari dami. It's a mefurish pasuk. It's a hekish, it's a din deraisa. This whole shaila is only the gabi dinei dirabanan. Okay, so let's see. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Acha brei dirav avya le Rav Ashi. Tashma, they bring the raya from a sugi above. Hamocher esair, mocher batim, shichim, maros, mechato, zebes abadim, bes ashlachim. Person sells a city, interesting thing to sell a whole city. You sell a city, and included in the city are houses, all the different caves, and the bathhouses, and the wine presses, and the olive presses, and the irrigation systems. About what's not included, says the Mishnah, about lo esa metaltlim. The movable objects are not included, the furniture and the clothing. However, bizman shamar hi, bechomashe betocha, if I say I'm selling the city and everything that's within the city, so I'm adding something in, chomashe betocha, what's included? Afilo haya babahemo, avadim harei kulamichurim. Even the animals and the kalim and the furniture and the clothing and the avadim are included in the sale. That's the Mishnah. So what are we learning from the Mishnah here? So yamis, if you say bishlama kimital talidami, if you assume that avadim are like movable objects, so mishim hachi lo mezdabim bereisha. That's why when I sold the city initially, the avadim were not included because I sold the city, which is karka, but I didn't sell the avadim because the avadim are not like karka. They're only included in the metaltin when I say komashe besocha. So that paskin right now, that's the din that avadim are like kimetaltai dami. But ella iyamis, if you want to say that avadim are kimekarkai dami, that really they're like land. So amai lo mezdabim. Why were they not sold when I sold my city? Shouldn't they be no different than the batim and merchatos, which are all part of the city? So it must be that avadim are kimetaltai dami. So then the Gemara says vela mai kimetaltai dami. So mai afilu. So if you say they're really kimetaltai dami, so why does the comment on the Brice have to say and the Mishnah say afilu hayyaba behem avadim? What's the afilu? If I'm selling you a city, I say he. The chomash besocho, everything's included. So why are you saying, oh, you know what's included? In addition to all your metalton, also behemas and avadim are also included. Well, of course they're included. If an evid is a metaltoi dummy, of course it's included. Why are you saying afilu avadim? So it must be that afilu avadim are telling us that avadim are not really a typical metaltolim. So the Gemara says, elamayish lechalamim, or what do you have to say? Shiny metaltoi denayid, mimetaltoi delonayid. There must be a distinction between an object that doesn't move on its own, it's movable, but doesn't move on its own, versus an object that does move on its own. So the chiddush is that even things that move on its own, like behemos and avadim, that are denaidi, even that's included in the sale. So along the same line, so then you could say the same thing. So even if you assume, afil tema kimakarkari dami, let's say I want to say a evid is like kimakarkari dami, it's like land. It still may not have been sold when I sold my city because shiny mikarkari denied mikarkari dilonayid. I sold the city, which included the batim and the mechartels, that only included only the things that were stationary. But that which is not stationary, karka that's not stationary, which is really only one case of avadim, that may not be included in the sale. So either way, there is no raya from this Mishnah here, whether we paskin avadim is kimetal taidami or kumikarkar dami. So the Gemara goes on to say, another raya. Amr le ravin le ravashi tashma. They bring a raya, a kosev kol nechasev, a person, this is the Mishnah in Pei we saw yesterday. Person writes all his avadim, all his property, I'm going to read the parentheses here. A kosev lav avdo kol nechasev. Yatza ben Charin. Person writes all his property to his Eved Kanani. So included in that property is the Eved Kanani himself. So the Eved Kanani acquires himself along with all the possessions of his very nice, generous master. But if the master is Shire Karka Kolshu, lo Yatza ben Charin. If, however, the Rav gives, I'm giving you everything except for a small amount of Karka, so then he doesn't go free because we're concerned that maybe that small Karka was a reference to the Eved, that the Eved is not being sold. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Olam Hu Ben Chorin, he's always considered free. Ad Shiomar Kol Nichsei Nesunim Laploni Avdi Chutz Meyacha Miribo Shebehem. It's always free. The Eved's always going to be sold unless he says, I'm holding back a certain percentage of all my properties. So then the Eved himself, there's a certain amount being held back, and therefore it's not a good sale. And Amar Rev Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rebbe Elazar Asu Metatalan Shir Eitzel Eved Vel Asu Metatalan Shir Eitzel Ksuba. If we hold back any metaltin, if the master, who's giving everything away to his Eved, holds back some metaltin, that means there's a certain chisaron in the freedom of the Eved, that we assume that the Eved Kanani is some level of metaltin. But as we said yesterday, that metaltin is not considered, if you give metaltin to one's wife, and she accepts it, that's not considered a payment for a ksuba. Again, different topic. So Amar Le Rava Le Rav Nachman, my time, and what's the reason why if I give all my property to my Eved, but I don't give him all my movable objects, all my metaltalim, why does he not go free? My time, it says the Gemara, because Avda metaltalihu, and Eved is movable. So if I'm holding back some metaltin, unspecified metaltin, we assume it's possible that maybe he's the metaltin that I'm leaving unsold. So therefore he doesn't go free. So we see from here that he's a metaltin. And Ksubas Isha is Mekarkahu. Ksubas Isha has a lien on the land of the husband, but Metaltin Mekarkahu lo Havishir. But Metaltin has no impact on land. Okay. So the Gemara now says on top of Amabez. So Amar, so that's the Rai. So the Rai we wanted to say again is the fact that we said Metaltin is considered a holding back of the Eved, so it is Metaltin. And the Gemara says no. Amr lei anan mishum delav karas gita mas nisanla. So the reason why it's not a good sale is not because when I'm holding back metaltin there's a concern I'm holding back the eved because he's metaltin. The reason why is because it's not a real separation of the eved kanani. Look what the Rashbam writes on the top of Amr Beis here. De anan mishum delav karas gita mas nisanla. There's not a real cutting off of the get from the get shichra that is of an eved. Because Eved Gamar Lala Mi Isha. There's a Gzeir Shavam Lala Mi Isha, the Be'inan Get Krisis. We learn Lala from an Isha, and Eved Kanani's Chayv and Mitzvah is like an Isha. But we also learn that just like an Isha gets a Get Krisis to be divorced, an Eved Kanani also requires a Get Shichra to be freed. And the Rashbam goes on further. V'chevan D'yesh L'Bal Ha'Eved Zuchus B'Shtar Shekasebo Sheshaya Karka U'metatel Al Atzmo. So I'm the master, and now I'm giving over the get shichra to my eved. So now he has his free. This is his document of freedom. But now I say I'm giving you everything, but I'm holding back some metaltin from you. So now that metaltin means the shtar is also some level of metaltin. So I'm not giving him the get shichra entirely that he needs to become free. Shegam zechus adam kasaba. So I have some level of ownership to this shtar. Hokach lo krinabe get krisus. So when I'm holding back some metaltin, that I'm giving everything except for some metaltin, it's not that metaltin is the Eved Kanani himself that's being held back, but it's the shtar, the get shichra, that I'm holding back some of that, which he's not getting. And if he doesn't have full ownership of this get shichra, then he cannot become free. That's what's being explained here. Gemara now says two lines down in the Amud Beis here, Amar Rava, yes.
Are we saying because the shtar itself is metaltin, or are we saying because within the shtar you're getting something else back?
I thought the idea was that the shtar itself has some level of metaltin that's having a zuchusin. Because otherwise, what would the other approach be?
Just by virtue of the fact that within the shtar you're giving him a stavros, you're holding something back for yourself that's unrelated to himself.
So you're saying it's not a complete separation of the two?
Yeah.
So the way it says in the Masifta is that the chisaron b'shtar matana kazeh. The way it's formulated, at least in the Masifta here, and he quotes a Rashbam here, that b'shtar kazeh shelo yeh l'rabo shum zechus bo, within the shtar, on the shtar. That's what the Rashbam seems to be saying. I thought, let's take a look at the Tosos for a second. Tosos writes, "Dira maschal amar le anon mishum delo karis gita masisin la shekain hishiv Rav Nachman l'rava avar Rav Ashi lo haya omer misvara dinafshe." Hachnai mashu perkim akam de gitin de parachasam. No, it doesn't address his point. Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure how they say it in the English. Do they say which one it is?
Focuses on the idea of the sefer krisus, the divorce. Yet means there's a total separation, and they're saying that here with the if the guy's holding back, so then the separation document with the eved is not a total separation.
Right, so they're not saying whether it's part of it because I own the star or because there's some.
It doesn't stand on the side.
But you obviously own the star. You're giving the star, so you own the star. And why can't it just be simple if it's not listed? It's like when a person has a contract. It's not listed. It's not listed. All of a sudden, we're taking things for granted.
No, I think that there is, at least the way I'm understanding it. Adam thinks perhaps possibly differently. I'm understanding this when I'm writing metalton, is some metalton is staying under my jurisdiction. That this shtar is a metalton itself. So when I give it to you, you only have 99% ownership. I've got 1% ownership. That's not considered a get shichur. I think that's the idea. That's to me my understanding. But we could look into it. Not now, but that there's room to look into it a little further. Fine. The Gemara now says two lines down. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Chamisha, Ad Shiyuchtavu Kol Nichsayim. There are five things, five examples. Then until you've written Kol Nichsayim, it's not going to be considered a matana. So let's see. The Gemara is going to go through each of the examples. Ve'eluhen shchemira, avdo, ishto, banav, mavrecha. See, these are the mavrecha. These are the five examples. So let's go one by one. Shchemira, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, we've seen this before a few times already. Shchemira shekasev kol nechasev la'achirim. The shchemira who writes all his property off to some person. Vishayar karka kosher, and he leaves back a little part to himself. Matanasa kayames. So the matana is a good matana because the fact that he left some amount to himself showed us that he thought he was going to live, and therefore whatever he gave was considered a full-hearted gift. Lo shaya karka kolshu. If he didn't leave any amount to himself, he gave everything away. That meant he thought he was going to die. So if he makes it, if he's amad, ein matanasa kayames, he gets to take everything back. That's one example. We have the concept of ad shiyichtav kol avda. What's the example of an eved? The Tanan HaKosev called Nechasev Le'avdo. A person writes all his property off to an Eved Kanani. The Lach is Yotzeh Ben Chor, and he goes free. But if his Shaya Karka Kolshu, if the Rav holds back a small amount of Karka, then Lo Yotzeh Ben Chor, the Eved can't go free because perhaps he's holding back some of the Eved Kanani. Third example is Ishto. This is all, by the way, things we've seen before together and pretty recently. All of them, maybe four of the five, I think. Ishto, Damar Rav Yehuda, Damar Shmuel, HaKosev Kol Nechasev LeIshto, Lo Osa El Apachapa. A person who writes all the property to his wife, he didn't have it. This is one of the examples of Maimud Shloshtan, Hilchsa Delo Taima, that along with Maimud Shloshtan, that if you write all the property to the wife, nobody plans on giving all this property to his wife and to cut off their children. So what he did was, Rashbam explained back then, he wrote it off to show kavod, that you want money, go to mommy to get money, she'll give you all the money. That's the idea, to show kavod to her, but not to give her full rights to the property to use for herself. And then Banav, what's the example by Banav? The Tanan Mishnah writes, Kosev kol nechasev lebanav. Person writes all the property to his children, because of leisha karka kolshu. And he writes a little bit of karka to his wife, and she accepts it. So loch is of the ksubasa. That acceptance of the karka is going to be considered, that's her payment from where she'll get her ksuba from, and she can collect the ksuba from the estate after the fact. And then the fifth example we have, mavrachas is damar mar, mavrachas tzricha shetichto kol nichseh. A person is trying to run away from the property, we'll see Rashbam in a second, needs to write everything. So look at the Rashbam, the last eight or so narrow lines in the Rashbam to explain this case. This we've seen together as well. It was in Maseches Ksubas we saw this quite a while ago, quite some time ago. The Rashbam says, mavrachas damar mar, kolomer isha almana sheyesh lenechasim v'dayta linaseh. A widow who happened to have inherited a large estate, let's say, from her husband, and she wants to get remarried now. It's a typical case. It happens. Verota lavriach nechsem mibayla. She wants to avoid her new husband from trying to marry her and get onto that business that she has. She doesn't want her husband, her new husband, to take the property. Vim tisalem, if she becomes widowed, oh tiskar, if she gets divorced, yichazula nechsa, so then she'll get the property back. But vim lo, but if not, if she dies, hotiyasam rishuso kodem, so she wants to get the removed from the shus kodem nisum, before they get married, to mavrachas, to remove the, to chase away the property, if you will. So tzricha she'tichtov kol nechsa la'acher stam. She has to write all the property. I want Reuven to have my property before I get married to this guy here. And all the property has to be given to that person for it to be effective. Kevin de lo shayra midei, since she left nothing for herself, anan sadi, we could attest, de lo nitna leze ella b'shil shirotu linase. She only did this to allow her to get married. No one would ever write off all their nechasim to somebody else. But whenever she wants, she could always go back and take the property. Aval im shiara kolshu, says Rashbam, if she leaves back a little bit for herself and everything else she gives to this guy Reuven, so then im shiara kolshu kana hamakaba matana, the recipient gets everything. She can never take back that property. So this is the fifth example where we have the concept of kol nechasiv as opposed to shiara kolshu. So then the Gemara says, back inside, halfway down the Amud here, Ubikulu, with regards to all them, Metatle Havishir Libar Miksuba. So all these cases, even though the example is given, it says, Karka Kolshu, it doesn't mean Karka. If you leave back Metaltlin, that would also suffice. So let's say you wrote everything to an Eved, Kol Nechasev, but your Shire Metalta Kolshu, he doesn't go free. If you write everything to your wife, except for Metalta Kolshu, so she gets to own everything. All the examples, even Metaltlin, would be sufficient to be a Kolshu that's being left behind. With the exception of the Ksuba, because them are Karkari Takin Rabbanon, Mi Metaltali Lo Takin Rabbanon. When it came to the wife accepting the ksuba, so she only accepted ksuba, it was only written for to collect karka, but if he wrote her metaltlin, that would not be considered of the ksubasa. But then comes along a memar, and a memar argues and says, Amar, metaltalai dechsivi b'ksuba v'snayu b'anayu havishir. But let's say you explicitly write in the ksuba that I owe you masai mana, and you could collect from this particular metaltlin. So as long as the husband still has that metaltlin be'en in his possession, and he gives it to her, that would be the one example where metaltlin would be sufficient for her collecting her ksuba, and if she accepts it, of the ksuba, so she couldn't collect her ksuba beyond that point. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar nichse leplonia. We write my property to plonia. So the Gemara is going to go through a number of examples now. What's called nichsei or nichsai? What's included in nichsai? So the Gemara says as follows. Amr nichasa leploni, I'm giving my nichasim to ploni. And Rashbam just points out here, it's a little bit less than halfway down the wide lines. This is either referring to a shchimira, who says, I want my nichasai to go to ploni, or it's talking about a bari, who makes a kinin sudar to Reuven, I want you to have my nichasai, let's do the kinin sudar. So what's included in a nichasai? So the Gemara says, Avdai ikre nechasai. Eved is certainly considered nechasai. Titnan, as the Mishnah says, Hakosev kol nechasav la'avdo yatsa ben chorin. So included in the word kol nechasav is the Eved Kanani himself. So nechasai implies the Eved is being sold. Fine. Next example. Ara ikre nechasai. Land is also called nechasai. Titnan, Mishnah Kedushin, Nechasim, Sheesh Lam Achrayos, Niknim, Bekesiv, Beshar Chazaka, Nechasim, Nechasai. Property that's sold that has Achrayos, which is another way of saying Karka, can be sold with Kesiv, Shar Chazaka. But we see from the Mishnah that the word Nechasim is being used to refer to Karka. Third example, Glima, Nikre, Nechasai. Glima typically means a shirt here. I think it refers to all types of metaltlin, though. So metaltlin is also called nechasai, ditnan. That very same Mishnah in Kedushin, it says, v'she'en lemachrayos. In other words, nechasim that don't have achrayos, which is another way of saying metaltlin, ein niknin ela b'meshicha. You can only acquire metaltlin through a meshicha. So this is also an example where the word nechasim is being used to refer to glimi, which is referring to metaltlin. Zuzei ikri nechasai, money, it's also called nechasim. How do you know? Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us, also in Kedushin, v'she'en l'machrayos, nichnisin, a nickname rather, im nechasim, sheyesh l'machrayos, b'shtar, b'kasim v'shtar chazaka. So again, this case is that if you make an acquisition on a nechasim sheishlam achrayas, which is a karka, that could also include nechasim sheishlam karka. So if let's say I'm selling you my house and my furniture, so if you make a kinyan of my house, included in that will be my furniture. Nechasim sheishlam achrayas, even though normally kesef doesn't work on my furniture, but if it's going to be lumped together with my karka, so once kesef works for my karka, it works as well for my metalton. So if that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara gives an example. The example is a case of where you're going to be acquiring money, zuzei, along with karka, to prove to us that zuzei is also called nechasim. What's the example? Ki hadira papa. We saw this also earlier in the Masechta. Havulei tracer alfei zuzei bechazai. And he had 12,000 coins in this area, the city. Akninu nehalei l'Rav Shmuel bar Acha. He had given it over to Rav Shmuel. How? They were in a different place. He wasn't there to do mashicha on the money. Agav asefa de besa. He sold him the back of his house to Rav Shmuel bar Acha. And based on the selling the karka, he's able to lump together the zuze as well, which is called nechasim shein l'chrayos. And Kiyasa, when he came, Nafik Lape Atavach. When he came, I'm not sure who came again, he was very, very excited. He ran all the way till Tavach, at a certain place, because he got so excited. Is there Rashbam here on the side of the page? Lakute Rashbam, maybe? There is Lakute Rashi here. So Rapapa got excited that the kinyan worked?
Yeah.
Okay. So he got very excited. He ran to a place, someplace, Avach, they're running out of excitement, it seems. Fine, so that's an example that Zuzay is called Nechasim as well. Next example, I think we're up to number 5 maybe. So the fifth example, what's called Nechasim, is Shtara Ikre Nechasai. D'Amar Rabba Bar Yitzchak Shnei Shtaros Hein. There are two types of documents. Amar Zachu B'Sadezeh Liploni. I want you to acquire this on behalf of Ruvain, as Zach and the Adam Shlobafanov. V'Kisru Les Ashtar, and they write Ashtar. Chozer B'Shtar V'Enu Chozer B'Sadeh. So since I first was mezakeh to you, so you're kona the property. The shtar afterwards, I decided to write a shtar just to give you greater strength in proving that you own this as well. But the shtar wasn't being used as the kinyan, it was being used as a raya. So I could always retract on asking for that shtar back, even though you actually own it, but that shtar could be ripped up if you want, because that wasn't really the kinyan. That's one type of shtar, which is shtar raya. But let's say you have a case, al-manas shetich fetolo es a shtar. If I selling you the property only on condition that you write a shtar, so then chozer bein b'shtar bein b'sadeh. So then we see that the kinyan karka is dependent on the shtar. So since the shtar was never given over, you could tear up the shtar, nothing is final. So those are two types of shtaros according to Rabba Bar Yitzchak. Comes along now Rav Chia Bar Avin, Amarav Huna, Shlosh Shtaros Hein. He thinks there are actually three types of documents. Trei Hani Damrin, the two that you've just mentioned, but Idach, there's a third one. If the seller of the property goes ahead, he jumps the gun because of his hashtar, he writes a shtar, like those that which we taught, that what? Kosvin shtar, you're allowed to write a document, lemocher, that the sofer can write a shtar for the mocher who wants to sell his property, even though the lokeach isn't there, avapish ein lokeach imo. Fine. And kevin shehich segeb zebakarka, so once the lokeach at some point later on makes acquisition of the karka, he gives the money, or he does a chazak on the karka, so nik nishtar komakum shehu. So then I wrote the shtar first, on this Monday, and then Thursday I sold you my house. So we shook on it, and you gave me the money, so when you have acquired the house, that shtar that I wrote on Monday, wherever that shtar is, goes to you as well. That's the third example of a shtar. So again, now we're not concerned right now with the shtaros, what the particulars are, but what concern is this last line here, Vizu hi sheshaninu nechasim shein lemachrayos niknin mim nechasim shein lemachrayos bekesef uvishtar uvichazaka. So this example, when you as the lokeach make an acquisition on the karka, and then you acquire the shtar, because that's an example of acquiring a nechasim shein lemachrayos, meaning the shtar, along with nechasim shein lemachrayos. So you see that shtar is being used as an example of nechasim as well. Should we keep going to the, what do you think? We may as well finish this point here. It's quick. There's two more examples here, I think, two more of Nechasim. Maybe three more examples. The Gemara says, no. What do you think, should we stop here? Any votes?
It's probably quick, other today or tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be quick.
Fine, let's just... Fine. Okay, so let's go ahead then. Behema ikri nechase. How do you know animals are called nechase as well? The Tanana Misha tells us in Maseches Shkalim, Hamakdish nechase, a person is makdish all his properties. V'hayyasa behen behema ru'i l'gavim izbeach. If there are animals that are fit to be carbon, so the zecharim olos, the males are going to be olos, and the nekevos are going to be yimkru l'tzarchei zivchei shlamim. You should sell the females and to use the money to buy shlamim. Not getting involved why the difference where the zecharim you actually use the karbanos and the nekevos you sell them to, but you see here when you say makdish nechasev include behemas as well. So behemah is called nechasai. Next example. Ofos are also ikri nechasai ditnan. The Mishnah tells us also Maseches Shkalim hamakdish nechasev hayu badvarim harurin legavim mizbeach yenos shmanim v'ofos. So we see an of is also called nechasim. And then finally, tefillin ikri nechasai ditnan hamakdish nechasev malin lo tefillin. A person is makdish his property. So what's malin lo tefillin mean? Look at Rashbam. Rashbam says ditnan around 15 narrow lines down. Maseches Erech and makdish nechasim malin lo tefillin kolomar af tefillin hektish. Even if tefillin become hektish, umalin lo bedamim, he has to now pay hektish back to get to use his tefillin. Upo de b'shaveyam ama midichal alayo hektish mikrei nechasim. Sharei nechas of hektish. The fact that the hektish is chal and tefillin indicates that tefillin is included in nechasai. Should we go to take you? Ibar Lahu, the Gemara asks, Sefer Torah Mai, what about the Sefer Torah? Is that going to be included in hektish nechasav? So the Gemara says, Kevin delo mizdabein, da'asalez divune, lab nechasahu. There's an iser to sell Sefer Torah. The one exception you're allowed to sell Sefer Torah is for what? Anybody know? Pidyon Shvuyim. And also, I think, even for Puruvu, and to get married if you need to, and even for Talmud Torah, I think. Those are the two examples really brought in Shulchan Aruch. There are a few of them, I think. But typically you cannot sell, I think so. I didn't look into this, but I'm pretty sure. Did Tosfos address this? Okay, so we'll get to Tosfos in a second, fine. So then, Sefer Torah, so since typically you can't sell it normally, so maybe it's not called Nechasa, you can't call it property, it's not being sold. Since you could sell it to learn, you could sell it to get married, it's called Nechasa Ha'u. Gemara says, take it, we don't have an answer with respect to Sefer Torah. We'll quickly look at Tosos here. Tosos writes on the top, Ibarilu Sefer Torah Mai, Vim Torah Mai Kambarile. What's the Shaila by Sefer Torah? Karchachu Bechal Nechasim Shein Lamachrayos, the nickname of Meshicha, O Nechasim Shein Lamachrayos, she nickname of Kez Meshar Chazaka. Dummy, Dimei Nafik Mim Benai. So certainly it could be categorized in one of these areas. What's the Shaila though? Saying it's definitely under one of these categories. Definitely a nechasim. You buy it, you sell it, and you can't sell, but you could buy it. So Amari, or you acquire. Amari, the afagav de havi le'inin kinyan ki nechasim shein l'machrayos. Even though you're right, the way a person acquires a sefer Torah, it would be like a metaltin. Mikol makom lo havi b'chal nechasim l'fi shein yachal l'machro el l'mo Torah lisa isha. So you can't sell it, except for these two things. It's not called a typical nechasim. He doesn't mention the case of Pinyon Shvuyim, though. May the Gemara Bavasa might mention it in the beginning. But either way, he does mention Lisa Isha and Tamatar. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. Third case of